From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea reports over 120,000 new COVID-19 cases. North Korea starts to ease quarantine measures after declaring an end to the COVID-19 pandemic. And the People Power Party slammed China over its so-called three nose and one limit policy. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Jim Bulley. The number of new COVID-19 cases registered in the 120,000s on Saturday, dropping by about 4,000 from the previous day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that 124,592 infections were reported throughout Friday, including 480 from overseas. The daily average tally of the past week stands at over 121,800. The country's cumulative caseload has topped 21.2 million. The number of critically ill patients has risen by 16 from the previous day to 469, the highest in 104 days. 67 deaths were reported Friday, the highest in 97 days, raising the death toll to 25,566. The overall fatality rate remains at 0.12%. The ICU bed occupancy rate nationwide has edged up to 43%. Over 717,000 people are recovering from COVID-19 at home. North Korea is easing quarantine measures such as mask wearing after declaring an end to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Korean Central News Agency said Saturday that the State Emergency Anti-Epidemic Headquarters was seeking measures to normalize people's lives and economic activities by lifting previously issued orders. It said the mask-wearing mandate has been lifted across the country, with the exception of frontline areas and cities and countries near the border. Tourism has also resumed, while distancing and business hour restrictions have been lifted, except for in frontline and border regions, according to state media. However, the regime warned against complacency, saying it cannot completely lower its guard, and noted that programs were underway to educate people on alien objects and strange signs they may come across. The so-called alien objects refer to leaflets sent across the border from South Korea. Earlier this week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un declared victory in the fight against the pandemic, 3 months after the nation reported its first outbreak. But he urged the country to remain alert amid the risks of variants and other infectious diseases such as monkeypox. The US government and experts are urging North Korea to accept vaccine support from the international community, citing the risk of variants and a resurgence. This comes as the regime has declared victory in its fight against COVID-19. According to Voice of America, the US State Department's principal deputy spokesperson, Vedant Patel, said Saturday that the US is very concerned about how COVID-19 could affect the North Korean people, and it continues to support the provision of vaccines to the North. He said the U.S. strongly supports and encourages efforts of international aid in seeking to prevent and contain the spread of the virus in North Korea and to provide other forms of humanitarian assistance to vulnerable groups in the country. Patel said the North has refused all vaccine donations from COVAX, but if it requests vaccines, the U.S. stands ready to offer them, adding that it urges the North to work with the international community to facilitate the rapid vaccination of its population. U.S. experts have also raised concerns over Pyongyang's latest declaration. Johns Hopkins University professor Gilbert Burnham told Voice of America that North Korea may be entering a lull from its first encounter with COVID-19, but the virus is still likely to be around and the population will continue to encounter it or its future variants on a regular basis. He said what immunity may have been imparted to an unknown proportion of the population by the recent outbreak may not last that long and may have limited impact against new variations in the virus. Georgetown University professor Lawrence Gostin said that North Korea is far more vulnerable than China because there has been no vaccinations and the country may see major outbreaks, including hospitalization and deaths, that potentially overwhelm its health system. The ruling People Power Party has slammed China over its so-called three nose and one limit policy on the THAAD issue, calling it a violation of South Korea's sovereignty and interference in domestic affairs. In a social media post Friday, PPP floor leader Kwon Song-dong said the deployment of the THAAD missile defense system is a matter of military sovereignty, and that if the previous Moon Jae-in administration pledged the three nos, as Beijing claims, that would constitute a clear renunciation of military sovereignty. Kwan also argued the Moon government and the main opposition Democratic Party obstructive efforts to deploy THAAD, adding that Moon showed a subservient attitude towards China. He demanded the former leader disclose whether he did indeed abandon Korea's military sovereignty related to THAAD. Other PPP lawmakers also called on Moon and former administration officials to speak up on the issue and apologize. The three no's mentioned by China refers to no additional THAAD deployment, no participation in the US-led missile defense network, and no trilateral military alliance with the US and Japan. The one limit is restricting the use of the existing THAAD unit deployed in South Korea. THAAD is a US anti-missile system that stands for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. The Cultural Heritage Administration has promised to conduct a field survey and swiftly restore a collapsed wall at the Namhan Mountain Fortress in Gyeonggi Province following recent heavy downpours. A section of a rampart at the UNESCO World Heritage Site, measuring 15 metres in length and 5 metres in height, collapsed after a landslide. A CHA official said that access to the area is currently restricted, with fences set up to prevent any safety accidents and an on-site inspection scheduled. The agency will provide funding for urgent repairs to the fortress. As of 5 p.m. Friday, a total of 53 state-designated cultural properties had sustained damage from this week's record rainfall, including 48 historical landmarks. Authorities in the Netherlands have arrested a man involved in the development of Tornado Cash, an online mixing service for cryptocurrencies. According to Radio Free Asia, citing a press release by the Fiscal Information and Investigation Service, the 29-year-old was arrested in Amsterdam on Wednesday on charges of money laundering and concealment of criminal proceeds. The person's identity has not been revealed, but the report said there could be more than one apprehended suspect related to the case, which Dutch authorities have been investigating since June. According to the Fiscal Information and Investigation Service, at least $7 billion worth of transactions were carried out using Tornado Cash since the service began in 2019, and $1 billion of it is found to be criminal funds. Tornado Cash makes it possible to conceal the origin or destination of cryptocurrencies, as repeated mixing makes it difficult to track. The US Treasury Department sanctioned the virtual currency mixer early this month, saying it was also used by North Korea's state-sponsored hacking group Lazarus. About 19% of North Korea's population use mobile phones, and most of them are senior government officials and diplomats, according to US intelligence. The CIA's recently updated World Factbook, unveiled Saturday, estimates that 19% of all North Koreans, about 4.9 million people, used mobile phones as of last year, and a majority of them are ranking officials and diplomats. This is due to strict censorship and the high cost of owning a phone in the North. Some residents near the border are known to be using cell phones by obtaining Chinese phones and taking advantage of base stations in China, but they run the risk of hefty fines or imprisonment if caught. The CIA said that North Korea exerts strong control over communications as it isolates itself from the international community in pursuit of its own ideologies. The CIA added that the North ranks bottom in the Communication Services Index, along with Afghanistan and Turkmenistan. And a Korean culture festival was held in Cuba, a country Seoul does not have formal diplomatic relations with. The Korean Cultural Center in Mexico said Friday that it hosted the festival in the Cuban capital Havana. The three-day event is aimed at introducing Korean culture to Central and South America. Various programs related to Korean attire, food, traditional crafts, folk songs, calligraphy, and makeup took place at the Korean Cultural Center in Havana, which will formally open in the coming days. K-pop and K-drama are quite popular in Cuba, with some Korean wave clubs boasting thousands of members. Many fans waited outside the center on Friday well before the event kicked off at 10 a.m. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Jim Bulley.